Yeah, well, look, it's clear to be seen, despite all of the assurances from the Taoiseach, from the Taoiseach and from the Minister Owen Murphy, that they've got a grip to this year. They simply don't. We now have over 10,300 individuals, including 4,000 children, in emergency accommodation. The situation is getting worse year by year, and it's reached into not only Dublin and Cork, but into all parts of our society, and the Northwest is not immune from that. And I must say, it's one of the most difficult things that I deal with when you're talking to particularly a family with children, and there are simply no options for them but to seek emergency accommodation. And today in the Northwest, as we talk here, there is 17 children without a home that is that are in emergency accommodation, and along with 55 adults. And those numbers aren't dropping. Indeed, they're marginally increasing year on year. And that's simply not enough. So there has to be more resources given to local authorities. There has to be more powers given to local authorities to either purchase and develop the type of homes that we need, not just for those individuals who are in emergency accommodation, but for the thousands of people who are on waiting lists and who can't get a local authority housing.
But we do know that there are various measures underway and proposed going forward in terms of trying to acquire social housing, to build more social housing and so on. So what can really be done, you know, apart from that?
Well, look, you know, we've heard that for years, and this is the stuff we get from government and from Minister Joe McHugh and others, so you know that they're doing this X, Y, and Z. And as they're doing X, Y, and Z, what we have is an absolute epidemic of child homelessness right across the state. And you have to think about this. Like, I'm a father myself, you know, and people say that you're only a couple of wage packets away from being homeless. If you lost your job, if you fell into ill health, very quickly you could either not afford to pay the rent or not afford to pay the mortgage. And to think of, you know, walking the streets of Letterkenny or other places, going from B&B to B&B to try and find a place to stay that night, particularly as we come up to Christmas, would be absolutely heartbreaking for me. But unfortunately, that is the situation that families are in. So families are in a situation where they're contacting us now, that they go to the local authority, they get a voucher from the local authority, and they have to go around either the town and village and seek accommodation for themselves and for their children with the belongings in a bag. It is absolutely scandalous that we are in a situation where we are at, when we have many homes right across our county in Donegal and across the Northwest that are lying vacant. Many homes that could be bought by the local authority if the resources were made available to them. But time and time again, this government makes the wrong choices. They protect the banks, they protect the insurance companies, they protect the multimillionaires, and they do not make the money available to local authorities to support our families in our own county to make sure that they're not scarred by this issue of homelessness. And they are going to be scarred, because the effects on these children, never mind the adults, for years to come will be long lasting.